The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Contact the best authorities. Check on anything that seems to be extraordinary, no matter what it is.
When you see something that's frightening, it looms large in the consciousness.
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Bam! Regular stuff.
Regular stuff.
What are you talking about? Regular stuff.
Oh yeah. What's up, dude? No? You feeling good?
It's Monday.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I partied it up.
Really?
Over the weekend in Palm Springs.
Ooh, hot. I bet.
Yeah.
Is it cool?
108.
108. No, it's not cool.
It was 108 when we rolled in on Friday.
You would think September would start to.
It was weird. Like the pool, like at night, like. She's like, how's it getting in the pool? It's 80 degrees out at night. And the pool, oh, you feel bad. It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly out here right now.
It's only 90.
Yeah, it's the kind of place you got to pull your windshield wipers off your windows so they don't melt.
Have you noticed the humidity lately?
Yeah.
Like?
Humidity and mosquitoes. We live in Florida
insane.
Now. This is just Florida now.
Is that climate change or is that just a coincidence? Because when I moved out here,
it's all going to hell.
I obviously, you know, I grew up in Georgia, and humidity is huge there. Like, literally, you step out of the shower, and you start sweating
in
the summer.
I would never dry off in Chicago.
And then when I moved out here, it's like, oh, it's hot, but it's not humid. So, like, summertime in the past, you walk around, it's 95 degrees, but it's not that bad.
I know that's, like, an easy argument. Like, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Mm-hmm.
But it is, yeah.
But, yeah, I was just dripping.
Just swampy.
A drippy ass from the day I wake up. The minute I wake up.
Was it humid out in Palm Springs, or is it just hot?
It's too hot to be humid. Yeah. That's desert. That's pure, pure desert. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're at a double bachelor party.
Okay.
For a couple fellas getting hitched.
Oh, right on.
Rachel's friends, so went out to Toucans.
Okay.
Shout out to Toucans in Palm Springs. I love a gay dive bar.
Okay, this is a gay dive bar.
Like when it's just, yeah, it's just like a banged up dance club.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if I've been to a gay dive bar. I've been to a gay bar before.
Oh, buddy. Well, there's gay bar, but there's like just like dive bars. I just like a dive bar. I should say that first. I just like a dive bar, regardless of denomination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's Gold Coast here. Did I talk about that before on Santa Monica?
Is that the one where you got hit on?
Yeah.
Where the guy grabbed your vest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place is a real shithole.
Mm.
Which that's, and you know what it was? Because it was a dance club and I was there with Rachel, but it's like, oh, it's not like a bro-y.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a gay dance club any night of the week versus like a club where it's men hitting on women and it's just that,
ooh,
like, just jacked up testosterone. Like, that, when it's just dudes going, I'm like, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
And they had something for everybody. They had a go-go boy dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a go-go lady dancing.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Just a fella shaking his buns up there.
Get it, dude.
In pretty good shape, but not like Palm Springs dive bar shape. Like, good for you.
Huh. So he's gay fat then?
No, not gay
fat. If he's in pretty good shape.
But there was just enough of all right, you go to the gym, but you're going to you're gonna drink some shots.
You eat carbs.
Yeah, yeah. But Rachel's laughing. She's like, he's just in regular underpants. I'm like, yeah, it's accessible. It's hot.
She just had like some Hanes.
I like, if you ever see a stripper and they're like in pink laundry, like that looks dumb. Like, I mean, if you feel good wearing it, then wear it. But I like, that just looks silly.
Hmm.
But if like this guy, yeah, she's like, I don't want to see the odor eater patch right in his grundle. Like, it's a guy that got off his 9 to 5. Maybe he doesn't even work here. Maybe he's like, I just want to strip down to my Under Armour.
Is that a thing?
Make a few bucks.
Putting an odor eater patch down there?
I think it was just part like a panel of the underpants. Oh, it was a different color.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I never thought about
this
that.
This guy may have just sold more underpants than he knows up there.
Oh,
and
man.
And then Rachel's dancing. She dances like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Hmm.
It's a whole thing.
Really?
It's mystifying.
Is it good? Or is she like Elaine in Seinfeld?
I'm going to be delicate.
Uh-huh. The little kicks.
With my answer.
Okay.
I think it's magnificent, but it's definitely the dance like nobody's watching.
Okay.
She is a prancing lady in the world of the blind out on the dance floor. And she had some poor gal. I don't know if this gal didn't realize it wasn't a gay bar or something, but she was just twerking all over the place. just trying her best. To
some
just,
other gal.
Just this other gal, okay. Yeah. Just twerking on this, twerking on that, over here, up on that thing. And just everybody's like, honey, you need another move.
Wow.
You got one move.
Uh-huh.
You're good enough at it.
Uh-huh.
But then Rachel's out there. She had like a rainbow silk muumuu thing and was just and dudes were just astonished. Like, guys just had to stop and look. And because it's a gay bar, I feel like, oh, good. It's not like creeps, mm-hmm. but just gay guys going, what are you? And one of them just had to grab her and twirl her on the dance floor. I'm like, I get it, buddy.
Huh.
You want to be a part of that energy.
Wow.
Yeah, she's magnificent.
Way to go. Good
yeah.
for her.
I was just boogieing. I had an outfit on, so I was having a good time.
Now, this particular gay bar, now, see, I'm ashamed to say I don't know enough about gay culture. I need to educate myself.
All right.
I need to stick my toes in those waters.
I need to get my dick in one of them butts.
Now, is this like your average gay? Well, this isn't your average gay bar. This is a gay dive bar. But was there all types of gays there, or is it like a niche gay?
No, you know, okay. And again, both speaking from pretty limited knowledge, but like you go to West Hollywood or something here, like the Abbey, and it's like in shape, well to do.
Uh huh.
It seems like well to do gays.
Okay.
You know. It seems like more of that. And this was just like, it's hot out, we're sweaty. Some of us are in shape, but other of us aren't.
Okay.
It's also a tiki bar.
Uh-huh.
It's a tiki gay bar dance club.
Okay.
And it was more of just like, fuck it, let's get out here and have a good time.
Huh.
There wasn't so much, just like a nightclub for anybody. Like, you've been to a club, and it's like, everybody's dressed up, and there's like just shitty energy.
Yeah.
Shitty energy of like, bros or who's better than who.
That's my
nightmare. Don't elbow me. And don't, like just a shitty attitude in a nightclub. I don't like nightclubs at all, gay or straight, because it's just shitty, arrogant nightclub people. And this is more like, trying to think of where you'd go. It'd just be like a stinky, smelly dance party.
Okay.
Where it's like, everybody's here to have fun, uh-huh. first and foremost.
Okay.
If some hooking up happens, more power to you,
uh-huh.
but everybody in here is looking to just have a good time. And that's just the kind of bar I like, regardless of who's going there. Like,
because when I was in Atlanta, Atlanta's got a huge gay population, and inevitably I would do comedy shows. There was about 3 or 4 comedy shows I would do on the regular that were like right next door or across the street.
Bulldogs?
Bulldogs was one. The Eagle was another. But it seemed, from my limited knowledge, from my point of view, it seemed like those were all kind of like niche gay clubs. Like, Bulldogs had its certain clientele. I think the Eagle was, what do you call that, like a leather daddy bar?
The Eagle's a chain.
Yeah, it's a chain. They got one out here.
Yeah, because I saw it, I'm like, oh, it's like a punk rock, but oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rolling around. I got a jacket like that guy. He's not wearing pants. Oh, okay.
But yeah, so that's interesting. Speaking of like regular clubs, though, I'm proud to say I don't think I've ever just been to a club.
I've been to them, like in Chicago, mm-hmm. I had a big group of friends, and some of the gals always like, we want to go to a nightclub, and I'm like, all right, we'll go with you. And it was just,
I mean,
expensive, too loud, can't, like, and I'm sure somebody could have that same attitude towards going to see the bands. I would see it like, oh, this place is disgusting.
Yeah.
It smells, everything's filthy. I'm like, I could see that not appealing to certain people. But
that's what I did in my 20s.
Yeah.
I would go see bands. And at least that, there was an event. There was a thing. There was an objective, as opposed to, let's just go pay $14 for a drink and hit on gals. And that just sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was never my thing.
Sounds terrible. You know Tenant of the Trees? You know that bar in Silver Lake?
Oh, yeah. They got some real creepy rape vibes over
there. Yeah, I've heard stories.
Like legit, like people getting roofied and stuff over there.
And I've never been in there. But I live adjacent to that. Well, I guess I should tell where I live, but whatever. You don't know.
Oh, that is right. That's right around the corner.
Yeah,
I know you
could throw a baseball from my balcony
and
hit that. Right. And a lot of times we'll leave this. We got the screen door, so we'll leave that open at night. And just till 2 or 3 in the morning, especially like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you just hear the noise, you hear the music, you hear the people hollering.
Yeah.
And that just sounds like that's my nightmare. Like if, let's say I got a DUI, and the judge was like, you can spend 30 days in jail, or you can spend 6 hours Friday night at that club. I'm like, send me to jail.
I got it. I like the food.
Can't do it.
I feel like that place seemed like a real coked up vibe.
Ugh.
Nightclubs, baby.
No,
not
thanks.
Our scene.
So what else did you do out there?
Man, just swam.
Yeah? Shall stay in a hotel, Airbnb?
No, Airbnb.
Cool.
A bunch of people just swam Friday night, swam. Nice. Ate food.
Yeah.
Saturday, swam. Danced. Whooped it up down at Toucans.
Right on, man.
That was it, man. Palm Springs, you know, it's a nice, silly place to go to. You've been out there.
Yeah. Oh, I like Palm Springs.
What'd you do this
like
weekend?
That whole area. Went to a 78-year-old man's birthday party.
All right. Was it a surprise party?
No, it was kind of a last-minute thing. Katie's dad had a birthday on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And made him a big old pot of chili.
All right.
Made chili for about 30 people. And
something you can gum down.
Yeah. Good for old people.
Yeah. You can push this right past your dentures. You'll
but, yeah, just hung out with, you know, a lot of her extended family. And, not a whole 78-year-old birthday party. Not as popping off as you might hope for.
Not a lot of hard drugs.
A lot of booze, though. A lot of old people drinking.
Yeah.
So that was fun. It's fun to watch these old timers get into it.
Were they getting drunk, or were they just kind of like it doesn't even process anymore?
I think there was a couple guys that had to hand over their keys. So, but it was fun.
I'm gonna put this golf cart in a ditch.
And like Katie, her favorite thing. She loves to entertain. She loves to. She's like I said last week. She's a huge gift giver. So when somebody's birthday comes around and there's a party, she went out and bought like. She bought all the booze and stuff. She must have bought 20 different bottles of liquor. Like, she set up this whole spread, this whole bar, mixers, liquor, beer, wine. And, like, all these folks just showed up, like, and I don't think they were really expecting, you know, that. So you could just see the looks on these folks' faces, like, Oh, that's all up for grabs? Oh, well, okay. Just digging into the ice and getting mixers and... It was fun to watch, but it was a good time. It's a good time. I think I told you this off air, but her dad's he's an interesting fella. He's a nice dude, but he's he's 78, and he's lived a long life, and he's kind of boisterous, and he's just I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. I've accomplished some things, and now I'm old, so I'll piss off. But
it can be fun or terrible.
Yeah. So far, it's been fun.
All right,
but he went to high school with a couple of the Beach Boys. I thought that was neat. He went to Anaheim High School way back in the day, and he knew some of those dudes. He was telling me all these stories about drag racing and like all those songs and all that culture. Like he lived it. You know, it was just cars and surfing.
He was just Orange County from the get-go.
From the get-go. Old school Orange County dude.
So, American Graffiti style.
Yeah, yeah. And he restores old cars, too. He's got a 1950 Ford that he's restoring right now, and he's got like a 63 Corvette. So he just sits in his garage and tinkers with stuff.
Full Southern California.
Yeah, yeah, he's leaning into it. So.
Johnny In-N-Out Burger. Cruising in on a longboard.
But yeah, so did that. That was fun. Had a celebrity sighting the other day.
All right.
I'm not going to say this is the first time I've been starstruck. I'm sure I've been starstruck before.
Did you see the Colonel? what'd you see? Let me see who makes Dave starstruck.
I saw the real Bob's Big Boy. I saw Paul Giamatti at Amoeba, and I didn't do it. Have you ever done this? By the way, I've never done this, but he was like standing right next to me. He was looking at Jazz Records, but I so badly wanted to just be like huge fan. Hey man, and I know he probably wouldn't have minded, but I just feel like celebrities at that level just leave me alone. Thank you, but I'm
better breeze through. Hey, big fan.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I didn't even do
Everybody
that.
Likes being appreciated.
Yeah.
Especially when they know it's like, oh, this is a limited engagement. Somebody just coming through.
Yeah, yeah. But that was cool. Like, he's always been one of my favorites.
He seems like everybody he plays is down and out.
Yeah.
You hope he's happy as an individual.
I love American Splendor. That's such a good one where he plays Harvey Pekar.
I haven't seen that one in a while.
Have you seen James Adomian's impression of him? Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Domian doing anything.
He's talking about, my body looks like spoiled pancake batter. I can't do it justice. But so that was exciting. It's always nice. You know, you see celebrities around here, but like most celebrities I don't give a shit about. But there's a select few who are like, man, I really appreciate what that person does.
I'm excited about this Keanu Reeves renaissance.
Yeah?
I'm excited for Bill and Ted's 3.
Right. Yes.
I just like that he's out there.
Yeah.
It's like that Keanu's still doing. He's kind of was Keanu.
Uh-huh.
Then it was a joke because people are like, Keanu's a bad actor.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are we mad at Keanu? He's nothing but a nice guy all the time.
I hear he is a nice dude.
Because when Matrix came out, it took me forever to see the Matrix, but he's like, it actually works.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's supposed to be kind of like a brain dead human that eventually, it's actually pretty good.
That movie gave me a headache.
I saw it way after the fact.
Yeah, some of those movies give me a headache where it's just like it's too many
going on.
Too many lights and lasers.
You know what? I saw two movies in the last week. I saw that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I saw that.
And I was just like, what's going on?
I liked it.
It was fine,
mm-hmm.
but it was just like a, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, Tarantino, sure.
I thought Brad Pitt was amazing. I really liked his character.
Yeah, he's good at his job.
Mm-hmm.
They're both, everybody in there is good at their job, but it's just like, then this happened. What? Then this is happening. And then I watched The Beach Bum with Matthew McConaughey, and holy shit.
Beach Bum.
It like came out this year.
Wow.
And he's just playing himself pretty
really?
Much. I'm in no position to critique a film. But I know when I watch something, I'm like, this makes no sense as far as like a movie usually tells a story.
Uh-huh.
In a somewhat linear fashion, or if it's not linear, it makes sense through flashbacks or this or that. Or there's an arc, there's an act one, act two, act three. You know, act one, everything's fine. Act two, everything goes to shit at the end. Act three, there's a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just Matthew McConaughey just skipping and fucking his way through 2 hours of a film.
It's a long Lincoln commercial?
Goddamn. Rachel killed me the other night. I was trying to reference. I was like, let's watch Lincoln.
Uh huh.
Because we're like, let's watch a movie that's going to be like, let's sit down and watch a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's watch Lincoln. She's like, what's that about? I'm like, Lincoln?
What's that about?
She's like, oh, she have that guy that's like real cool but kind of retarded. I'm like, what? She's like, you know the all right, all right, all right guy. I'm like, it's Matthew McConaughey. She's like, yeah, he's in Lincoln. I'm like, he's in a Lincoln commercial. She's like, oh, that's what I meant. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? She's an intelligent woman. But that one, I was caught off guard.
Dude, how weird is this? You know what she might have been thinking of?
What?
Is the Matthew McConaughey movie that I watched this week called Lincoln Lawyer.
That somehow got thrown in the mix.
Yeah, I could see how she might get confused.
But I was like, what's it, Lincoln? It's about Lincoln. It's that guy that's kind of. She didn't say, I don't want to say she said it. She's like, he's kind of stupid, but he's like real cool.
She
like,
works in show business and doesn't know who Matthew McConaughey is?
She just, to her credit, she didn't get caught up in a lot of stuff. She's a comedy fan. She works with comedy.
Yeah.
But as far as all the other big timer stuff, but just the back and forth we had to have about the film Lincoln and trying to remember Daniel Day-Lewis's name.
Did you watch the movie?
No.
No.
And by the time we got through sorting out our issues, we're like, we just been watching Love Island.
What's that?
Man, if you were watching 90 Day Fiancé,
yeah,
you want some fucking hot turd in a garbage can in the sun all summer? Love Island. It's
gross.
In the United Kingdom. We have to have subtitles on
I'm already
the whole
out.
Time.
I'm no, already out.
Nobody knows what they're saying.
I'm xenophobic when it comes to television.
I've seen it phobic. Anyway, so we didn't watch Lincoln.
Yeah.
But I watched a Matthew McConaughey movie of my own volition. Just because I was like, well, let's see this crazy movie.
That's weird because Katie and I were on a Matthew McConaughey kick this week, too. We watched
I like him.
Lincoln Lawyer. Lincoln Lawyer came out a couple of years ago, I guess 2011 maybe. And
what
it,
does courtroom dramas mean?
It's, he's an L.A. attorney. And the thing is...
Is he a hotshot that gets his comeuppance?
Not really. The thing, the
does
thing
he grow
about,
a heart?
The thing about that movie is, hence the title, he operates...
He defends Abraham Lincoln?
He operates out of... He just drives around this Lincoln, this old Lincoln, Lincoln Continental or something. Like a 80s model Lincoln. He has a driver, and this guy drives him around. But
wait, so Rachel is actually correct about... He just drives around in a Lincoln the whole time?
Yeah, yeah. But they never acknowledge why... Like, you think... That's not the main plot of the movie, even though that's the title of the movie, Lincoln Lawyer.
I'm texting her right now to apologize.
But they never, like, reveal why he's operating his law firm out of this car. Like, he's always taking meetings in the car or meetings at a bar. You never see his office. And that, again, that's not what the movie is about. But Lincoln
meeting's
Lawyer.
Very close. Meeting's very far.
But I figured out the thing about that movie. It was entertaining, but it's, I don't think anybody would accuse it of being a good movie. But it had that 90s quality. Remember in the 90s, they made just these action dramas that were nowhere near Oscar contenders, but not necessarily B-movies, but just, I'm trying to think of some. There was just a whole string of these type of movies in the 90s.
Like with big stars?
Yeah, like The Rainmaker with Matt Damon and Danny DeVito and... The Client with Susan Sarandon and Tommy Lee Jones. There was just all these like video store movies.
Courtroom,
murders, what
is there,
whatever.
Is there action in it? There's some action.
There was a little action.
There's some romance.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of touches all the bases. And this felt like it was made in the 90s. You know, but it's a modern day movie, but it was okay. And then to finish off the McConaughey kick, right now we're midway through rewatching season one of True Detective. Oh, boy.
I might have to go back. You watch the new Mindhunter?
Love it. No, have not seen that yet. I didn't finish season one.
I don't know if it's good or not. I watch really? It. I like watching it, but I don't know if it's good. It's a lot of talking. You've got to like a lot of dudes talking.
Yeah.
A lot of chit-chat.
Okay. But, is it based loosely based on real serial killers?
Completely based on okay. Like the people that get to play the serial killers, they'll show them side by side if you look up online okay. how closely they cast the actual serial killers and how they behave. It's all based on how they developed a program for trying to catch serial killers. These okay. two dudes interviewing, you know, Manson and all these people, mm-hmm. trying to get inside, trying to hunt their minds. Mm. Anyway, I just got to say, in The Beach Bum, for some reason, just out of nowhere, Martin Lawrence shows up as a as a boat captain.
What?
It's nothing served the plot at all.
A boat captain.
Just by the way, one of Matthew McConaughey's friends is Martin Lawrence, and he's a boat captain.
Oh, man.
It's not good.
Have you seen Mud?
But it's entertaining.
Yeah.
I like Mud all right.
Mud was pretty good. Just
I watched it on an airplane. I like every movie I watch on an airplane, though.
Beach Bum. I got to see that.
You don't have to, but it's out there.
Speaking of movies, let's continue with this real quick. I've been trying to make an effort to about once a week to watch like a classic movie or like something that won an Oscar years ago. Just these big, you know, that would be on the top 100 list or whatever, that movies that I've not seen. I watch Midnight Cowboy. Uh-huh. You ever seen Midnight Cowboy?
I have seen that one. Saw that one a while ago.
What? Okay. So John Voight's just this Forrest Gump with a big dick, I guess. Hey, I'm just a fucking Texas hayseed. I'm going to go to New York and fuck rich ladies.
I'm going to love them for a little bit.
I mean, what a fucking putz that character was. What an Oscar.
I try to acknowledge that, like, all right, we're at, obviously anybody who's alive right now is at where the most movies have been made up to this point. Mm-hmm. So you just have hindsight to look back at the cinematic universe, like how long movies have existed. And I know, like, that, like the 70s was this heyday of going from these big-budget pictures to where everybody went rogue and were, like, the bad boys of Hollywood doing all this, you know, Raging Bull and all this mm-hmm. stuff. But if you watch those now, they are boring as shit.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
And I don't know if that was in retaliation or in reaction to, like how big movies were through the 50s and 60s mm-hmm. and kind of insincere, over-the-top things. So the 70s was it like went to this gritty realism. Mm-hmm. But the gritty realism, I know, I just watched or was trying to watch something along the same lines of like...
Taxi Driver bores me.
Taxi Driver sucked.
I want to like it. I like De Niro. I like Scorsese. But it's so slow.
I know, and we're now victims of everything being like, action, action, action. Mm-hmm. God damn, I'm pissed that I can't remember what we were watching. But just the idea that the credits would be at the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. that nobody even has the patience for that now.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last movie you saw? Like, oh, we're going to play all the credits. Mm-hmm. God damn it, what movie did we watch? Just watch.
It was in that era, that 70s?
Yeah, it was like, we're like, let's watch. We had a...
One with the motorcycle with Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper? I saw that one.
Easy Rider.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
That one kind of bored me.
It was kind of, but again, are we so conditioned mm-hmm. by new movies where right away, here's the plot, here's this?
At the time, I could see where I would have probably thought different, you know, if I saw that when it came out.
I'm asking Rachel, did we?
Midnight Cowboy was mm-hmm. so just it wasn't bad, but just no bad. Oh, and like they kept alluding to his backstory. I don't know if you remember, but they kept having these real quick little flashbacks that maybe he was part of a gang rape and maybe he himself got raped. We don't know. And like just this weird undertone, this dark undertone. Yeah. But then he moved to New York City and then he just meets Dustin Hoffman just on the street, who's this like disabled con man. Yeah. And now we're going to live together and we're both going to be down on our luck together. And just, okay.
Yeah, I think if we were alive and had only been conditioned by Beach Blanket Bingo shit through the 60s,
yeah,
and then that stuff came out, we'd be like,
what? Yeah. That's true.
What is this?
Yeah.
You know, that would have turned us on our... And now, it's...
We're comparing it to what we're used to.
Ugh. Now she thinks I was shit-talking her, and I've got to say, no, we're talking about movies. Send me an angry emoji.
Ugh.
It wasn't shit-tied. That was very funny, but it was a fun exchange of our thoughts.
Yeah. So, Beach Bum. All right, I'm gonna watch that one. Oh, I saw another good movie. I saw a bunch of movies this week. Good little.
This is the movie monster. Good little with Kyle and Dave.
Good little indie movie with Marc Maron called The Sword of Trust. Just came out. Our buddy Whit Thomas is in that. Whitmer.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got a small role. He's got a few lines. And
that's what we watched.
Yeah, it's a solid little indie movie. Marc Maron's a pawn shop owner in Alabama, and somebody tries to pawn like this Civil War relic, and they try to sell it, and there's a little scheme involved. Fun little movie.
Yeah, I definitely see.
I like Maron as an actor.
The nervous Jew being a pawn store owner in Alabama.
Yeah. Well, and that was kind of his character too. Like he's fish out of water.
Okay.
And he's just like, he
must be an amazing actor.
No, he wasn't playing like a Southern guy. But I like Maron as an actor. I tell you, I liked his show. I thought Maron that IFC show was solid.
I didn't see much of that. I liked him on Glow.
Glow was good.
We watched a movie called Being There, which I've been told I got to see. It's a Peter Sellers movie. He's basically a gardener for a millionaire. He's like never left the house.
This is the movie you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. The old movie in the 70s, which is like, yeah, some, again, people herald it as like this, oh God, like this is like the ultimate in true comedy. And I was just mostly bored through it. He's like, he's sent out on his own. He's a gardener for a millionaire. A millionaire dies, and they're like, you have to leave the house now. And he just walks out and then stumbles into a life where, because he doesn't say a lot, everybody thinks he's this genius. And then gets brought into the home of a rich financier. And then winds up advising the president. And it's basically just like, it's Rain Man. But also the guy's a sociopath. Like, he's got no, like, he's clearly autistic before they could tell what autism was. Guy has no human reaction, save for a couple brief glimpses. And, I was just like, all right, I know this is a classic, but as me, as a 42-year-old who watches movies that I like and haven't studied film and to know nuance and, look at lighting and direction and all this, I was just kind of like, all right, same thing. It was like the 70s, and it felt like I clicked on the time bar. And I was like, there's no fucking way we've only been watching this for an hour. Because I felt like this movie was 9 hours long.
Really?
Yeah. But again, maybe we're spoiled by my Fast and Fury eye.
Who knows?
Oh, what are we talking about today, Dave?
Well,
stay on topic.
Before we get into
love
the topic.
Of shit.
Before we get into the topic, I got a nice little nugget to report.
Nugget reporting.
We had a ghost sighting in our home last week.
All right, what you got?
Katie saw a ghost.
Let's get on topic.
I didn't
see it. Ghost sighting.
I didn't see it. She saw it. I was in the room. I don't know. She was standing in the kitchen. I was standing up messing with the remote, and she just out of nowhere went, "Did you see that?" And I was like, "What?" And she's facing like our living room. She's in the kitchen looking at our living room, and in the back of it is our balcony. It had the sliding glass door, and apparently. And Katie's not one to bullshit. She saw I know it sounds so cliche.
70s guy?
I know it sounds so cliche. She saw a lady in a white dress walk across our balcony and onto the next guy, the neighbor's balcony. Just saw clear as day. And she doesn't drink, and she wasn't high at the time. and just clear as day, said, holy shit, I just saw a lady in a white dress walk across our balcony. And there's no way to get up on our balcony. It's elevated.
It wasn't like a guy in 70s clothes before?
Yes. A few years ago, she saw like a teenage boy with blonde hair, like shaggy 70s blonde hair and 70s clothing sitting just on one of our chairs.
Yeah.
Like she came into the room. It's before I moved in. She came into the room and just screamed. And there was like a teenager sitting on her chair.
Oh, boy.
And
does she, what she, like, did she freak out or is she kind of like, well, there's one?
It startled her, but like she's obviously experienced this before. That's at least the second ghost she's seen there. I think maybe she's had a couple other weird experiences, but I mentioned this before. But to the to our left is a nursing home that that about once a day you see a ambulance casually roll out of there.
A lot of vacancy.
Yeah, ambulance not in a hurry rolling out.
Not a good sign for a nursing home. They got a high turnover.
Yeah. And to our right is a hospice center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a hospice.
A lot of death on both sides of us. And I don't know if that's related or what, but that's at least the second ghost sighting. And I believe her that she's seen
home, hospice, and coked up nightclub.
Yeah.
What a triangle.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, there you go. Another ghost sighting in our spot there. So, yeah. Who knows? Who knows what's going on there?
All right, all right. Still some whimsy in the world.
Yeah, man.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones, or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Oh, and before we get into the topic, I wanted to just play you this real quick. Somebody sent me this. I don't know if this is the
right. I saw some suggest, I think it was on the Facebook page, that we should go to the Halloween Horror Nights.
What's that?
The haunted house at Universal Studios.
Oh.
I went last year. It's fucking great.
I've been wanting to go to some haunted houses like
that. It's great.
Yeah. I need to do that.
And Tegan's already got a crew for Halloween.
Oh, shit.
What's this?
Oh, that's just a commercial.
It's just a...
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about that.
A haunted truck commercial.
This is stupid, but I just wanted to, in case anybody didn't catch this when it came out. Video will play after that. This guy with a Chicago accent saved a coyote pup.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. Hey, shh, 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 shh. Come here. Hey, shh, you're okay. I'm not gonna f*** with you. Don't worry about it. No, you're not that tough. Come here. Hey.
Sebastian Maniscalco caught in the field.
You gotta go to a rehab facility or something. Listen to me. Hey, you probably got mange. Maybe you got rabies. I should have brought my goddamn gloves.
Anyway,
should have brought my goddamn gloves.
Little snippet. Do you think that guy's legit, or is that a dude playing a character? That is such a silly accent.
You know what? Given that there's no harm in either way.
Yeah, who cares?
Just let it be.
Let it be.
You know, I'm going to look at it just like I would look at when you get excited about a blurry Bigfoot picture. Like, didn't make your day happier?
Yeah.
Well, let's let it.
There you go.
Nobody's cashing in on it.
Oh, man. All right, let's get into it. Here's a topic I've been wanting to explore for a while and finally got around to doing it. When's the last time you've been out to Malibu? You ever spend any time out in Malibu?
When is the last time I've been to Malibu? I was not... I was kind of there a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was shooting that Off With Their Heads music video.
Oh,
splash
right.
Around the water.
Oh, there. Was that in Malibu?
And we're going to go there. The wedding for the fellas that were having a bachelor party. They're having a wedding in Malibu, so I'm excited to go. Spend a couple days over at the beach.
Yeah. For those who don't know the area, Malibu is obviously on the ocean, extreme west coast of Los Angeles.
West coast of Los Angeles.
The extreme western part of LA.
It's like the furthest you could go without getting wet. It's like pretty out there. It's coast. It's called coast, Dave.
Just north of Santa Monica. And it's where, like, it's a pretty affluent area. A lot of rich folks, a lot of actors, celebrities live out there. But I've been
beach,
out there a few times.
Beachfront property.
And it is pretty. But get this, man, all right? There is speculation. And did you get those pictures I just emailed you?
I did.
There is speculation that there is...
open them up to be surprised.
There is an underwater alien base 6 miles off the coast.
Oh, boy.
Right there in Malibu. And there's some photos that have surfaced recently. From a podcast, I think it's Jimmy Church. Jimmy Church is what is it called? Fade to Black.
Oh yeah, he's on. I tried to do Coast to Coast again.
Yeah, he fills in on Coast to Coast sometimes. I think our buddy Ryan Singer has even been on his show.
Fade to Black.
Yeah. But anyway, just to kind of give you a little timeline here, February 7th, 1989, right there in that area, several eyewitnesses see a long, dark, we're going to call them USOs, unidentified submerged objects instead of a UFO. They're okay, submerged instead of flying. Sure. Somebody, a bunch of people saw a long, dark USO surface out of the water right there near Malibu. It floated on top of the water for about 90 seconds before releasing about a dozen smaller UFOs. So this USO, you know, sitting there floating, and then boom, like 20 small, I guess at this point now they're UFOs because they flew off into the sky.
Yeah.
So a big object floating above the water. It's not a ship. It's not a submarine that
all
they
right.
think. And then kind of just these smaller UFOs take off from it, almost as if it's like a UFO version of an aircraft carrier. So that happened in 89. June 14th, 1992, about 10:30 at night. Several witnesses saw about 200 USOs come up out of the water and fly away.
Really? So
how crazy is that? And a little more than 6 miles off the coast, I guess they call it Point Doom, there in Malibu. These photographs have surfaced from Google Earth. An unusual-looking structure. It's on the bed floor, on the floor of the ocean, based off these images on Google Earth. It's an oval-shaped object with a huge flat top, what appears to be pillars or columns underneath that seem to reveal like an entrance to a darker, you know, inner place.
It kind of looks like the L.A. Forum.
Yeah, yeah.
Underwater.
And apparently it's about a mile, about 2,000 feet, not quite a mile underneath the surface. And it just looks unnatural. It doesn't look like a natural geological creation. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it in Google Earth.
It looks a little too man-made. Some refer to this structure as a Sycamore Knoll, and it's about 2.5 miles wide, about a mile deep, and the ceiling is 500 feet thick. So that top part, that flat base part there, they think that just the ceiling, if you will, is about 500 feet
how
thick.
How far off the coast do they think it is?
6 miles. And they think that the distance between those pillars, if you're looking at those pillars, this gives you an idea how big this damn thing is. I don't know how they – and you can see those pillars. They're not completely symmetrical.
No, they're all kind of goofed off.
But the average length between pillars is around 2,700 feet. So over a mile – is that right? No, miles. Yeah, miles. Oh, fuck, I forgot. I forgot how many feet a mile is.
I want to say – 2300
yeah, I think
feet?
It's near 2,500 somewhere. Anyway, 2,700 feet wide between those 5, pillars.
5,200.
5,200. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking 2,500. So, yeah. Anyway. And they think that those pillars are also 600 feet tall. So if those dimensions are correct, this is a gigantic structure right there off the coast of Malibu.
I'm trying to investigate on this... on the Google Earth.
Mm-hmm.
6 miles, eh?
Yeah. 6 miles.
Off of prime real estate, Malibu. 6 miles? I can see how far I think 6 miles is. I'm trying to find it just by looking at the map.
Yes, a discovery was made a few years ago by this guy named Maxwell, another guy named Del Romero, and Jimmy Church, who, like I said, is a host of the Fade to Black program on Dark Matter Radio. They somehow discovered these photos in May of 2014. Of course, a lot of people, you know, with anything like this, there's going to be several people who want to call bullshit on it. Earthquake geologist David Schwartz, for example, he states that the alien base is most likely nothing more than part of a continental shelf, further stating that he didn't see anything special in the pictures. This guy named Ben Hansen, a former FBI agent and expert on pictures and video, he just warns that people should be cautious how they interpret Google Earth images, stating that they can be pieced together from different sources and can often be misleading. But how
the satellite imagery of our whole planet might be a little bit off. I mean, I see what they're talking about. I can find it right on the map right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only part that stays blurry and won't come into view.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely looks...
Well, okay, and what these people said, they saw something. Who saw it? Who saw the stuff coming up?
I don't know who specifically saw it. There was reports, those first two...
people in Malibu on people, a Friday night?
Yeah, people in Malibu.
They're all wine drunk.
1989 is the one where they saw something surface, and then about a dozen small UFOs fly up out of it. And then a couple of years later in 92 is when people saw 200 USOs just come out of the water.
All right. I'm trying to think. Well, okay. Is there any kind of... you know, a certain aircraft will shoot off flares to distract from it.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work, obviously, if you got a torpedo coming. Mm-hmm. But if an aircraft was attacking a ship, mm-hmm. would a ship shoot off flares to keep the rockets away? I'm no military expert. But look, you could see it. I mean, you could see the thing they're talking about right here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's... How
deep is it?
Well, I said almost a mile, but about half a mile then. About 2,500 feet under the surface of the water.
Nobody's dug around in there?
That's my question. Why haven't we sent scuba divers down in there to poke around?
How deep can a scuba diver go? Let's find out.
You think they could go more than half a mile, right?
I don't know. I've never been. You've never been scuba diving?
I have not.
Recreational diving, the maximum depth is 130 feet.
Really?
In technical diving, dive deeper than 200 feet is described as a deep dive.
Okay. I don't know why
feet.
I thought.
All right.
That's not that far at all.
They've been watching them movies.
Wow.
Been watching too many of these movies.
I don't know why I always thought, like when you see these nature docs and those scuba divers, I thought they were like a mile down or half a mile. But 130 feet, that's a little past first base.
That's pretty fun. But water, though?
Yeah.
You ever just try to dive down with just pressure by yourself?
That's
like,
true.
I'm going to go to the 10-feet end. I'm going to get something off the bottom.
Yeah.
And you get up, and it feels like your ears are bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I guess
I
never thought too much about
this. So a half mile down.
So that's why. Well, then surely we can go down in there with some, you know, single-man submarine.
Who made Titanic?
James Cameron.
James Cameron. He got all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Probably lives in Malibu, too.
Well,
probably an abandoned set. He's probably making his own thing. He's like, I'll let him think it's a space
man. How far down is the Titanic? People go down there and root around, don't they?
Not people.
Little submarine deals?
How far? Okay, all right. You got me doing a little research.
Poking around down there?
How far down is Titanic? I don't think they got people down there.
Oh, really?
No fucking way. They're 12,500 feet.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's a long way.
No, that was the big thing, is James Cameron invented the stuff to go down there.
Yeah.
I thought.
Okay. Well, how about that shit?
The trip to okay, here we go. We're going to go. Here's a National Geographic bit for everybody. the anniversary deep sea diving expedition will offer tourists. I guess you can go down there. This is from April 8, 2012, by the way. As part of a $60,000 two-week cruise, a pair of tourists can get shoehorned with a pilot into a tight. So you go down in a submarine.
Okay.
And that, I'm assuming that is what's adjusting your pressure.
Uh-huh. Kind of the same way if you're in an airplane.
Yeah, I guess the gradual... Yeah, I'm talking out my ass. I don't know. I like snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I guess.
But this just leads me to the broader concept of underwater alien bases. What a If I was an alien and I had my little UFO and I'm zipping around the galaxy, like, what a great place if you wanted to have something on Earth. I've always thought that this was a possibility, and I also like to pretend and entertain the concept of bases inside of mountains.
Just yeah, that's kinda, very James Bond. I would give more credibility to that it's the government that has something underwater.
Okay.
Like some submarine accessible thing.
Okay.
Rather than aliens. Because why not have a secret? Like, that's military. Except the only problem is then if they find it, the whole thing's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, we can't use this ever again. Or it's a demo. You know, they can't bury it. Like, how are you going to construct it? But then you'd see people making it. You'd see them constructing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you?
Well, six miles off the coast.
Yeah, 6 miles off the coast and half a mile down.
It's just people sailing and stuff. All right. Yeah, what military base is over there?
There's definitely something over there in Malibu or near it. Speaking of which, did you hear last week about the boat fire?
Yes.
Not far from where we're talking about?
That was sad.
Yeah, Santa Cruz Island, I think.
That was, yeah.
I think that was a boat full of divers. I think they were going on a diving expedition.
It was. They found out too much.
Oh, man.
It was. It is right over there. They were going by, they were by Channel Islands.
Mm-hmm. But this picture, like...
We got to get back at these. Well, yeah, there's a... Okay.
But, I definitely...
Ventura Naval Base, right up the one from there. Well, Oxnard, everything, it's all huge. Mm-hmm. Channel Island Naval Base. I mean, what do the aliens have? Like, they've mastered water, too, so they're just going to... What's their strategic benefit of just being that close? If they're already dominant, just go sit somewhere else. You're 6 miles off the coast. If they don't need... If they got spaceships, where are they going to be so close to land?
Yeah,
where
why
are they
going to
risk being discovered in an active fishing and boat-traveled area? Because that is, that's all Channel Islands right out there. Let me see.
Yeah, that is active. But the point is, they're so far down that none of that water traffic is going to interfere with what's going on that far down, right? If we can't even get, you know, scuba divers down there. Submarines. Like, I wonder how many submarines we got floating around the oceans and how deep they go.
How did they get the... Let me see. All right. How did they get 3D? I'm going 3D. That's just... Okay. So this all stems just from somebody doing Google or 3D.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Well, I mean, maybe they were following up on a lead. Maybe they had heard. You know, I doubt that the Jimmy Church and these guys
maybes in this one.
Were just poking around and oops, look what we found.
All right, look at this. Look, I'm at Google Earth, right up Sycamore Cove Beach. That's it. That's what they're talking about right there. Okay, it's got little. It looks like the Coliseum from that side.
Yeah, it looks like a giant mall.
It does. It does look like a Roman Coliseum. So going structurally, they're still using stuff from the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're saying.
But to me, it makes sense. If you believe, all right, pretend you believe that UFOs exist and that they're flying around everywhere.
Listen, of all the shit we talk about, that's the one I'm on board with.
But what a great, now granted, I agree with you about they should probably be a little further out than 6 miles, but the ocean in general, and not just the ocean, by the way, I'm going to tell you some other stories about
maybe they're humanoids and they still like the nightlife. They still like the beach.
Maybe, yeah.
What's cheaper than buying beachfront property? Buy property that's past the beach, and you just come the other way. You surf in.
But what a great place to hide is underwater in the oceans, in the Great Lakes, in the seas. And there's just from the beginning of time, people have been seeing lights coming up out of the water. Christopher Columbus had an experience where he saw...
Well, he lied about everything else.
So where he saw some lights coming up out of the water. It was way before airplanes even existed.
This is right near, what does NAS stand for in militaristic terms?
NAS?
Yeah.
National Aquatic Syndrome?
No, they're showing me a picture of an airplane, so. Yeah. Naval, NAS maybe. All right. I mean, it's not network detached storage, you son of a bitch.
There's another report of a UFO base under Lake Ontario. The Great Lakes. Which one's Ontario? Is that the one that borders Cleveland?
Well, I mean, you got me looking up a lot of stuff here, dude. What are how many Great Lakes are there? Five.
Five.
Here, I want to just for my own, Huron, Superior, Michigan, Ontario. There's like an acronym. Superior, Erie. Huron, Superior,
Lake Erie.
Michigan, Ontario, Erie. I think Lake Ontario is the furthest to the east. Mm-hmm. Let me check on the map.
December.
Yes, it is. It is the furthest to east, bordering Toronto and northwestern New York.
December 2013, MUFON published a report from a Hamilton resident who claimed to have seen several strange glowing orbs hanging over Lake Ontario. He also claimed to have seen these orbs on the lake several times prior, and what's more, he believes that there is an alien base under the water. He's far from the first person to have made such an assertion. August 1981, five witnesses who were driving alongside Lake Ontario early one evening, they saw a dome-shaped craft flying over the water. They followed the craft for some time before seeing it begin to descend and enter the water, disappearing from their sight. Perhaps these stories of an underwater alien base stem from the 1977 book, The Great Lakes Triangle, by Jay Gourley, who made note that many planes and people have disappeared over Lake Ontario, not to mention the many UFO sightings of the area.
Naval Air Station is what NAS stands for, and that's Naval Air Station Point Magoo. And that's where this thing is. Right off. If we get a naval air station, there's not aliens hiding 6 miles away from it.
Why not? Because why not? Maybe that's why they're there, is to spy on the naval air station.
Okay, but somebody found it on Google Earth and not the U.S. military.
Who's to say that they don't already know about it? They're not going to come out and tell us.
But they'll let it just be there. Well, aliens are real. They're right a couple minutes away from the most expensive beachfront property in the United States. Okay, I'll give it that. Maybe it has a military function.
Uh-huh.
I'll give it that. Maybe it is maybe it's some sort of naval training idea. Hmm. Naval, like, how do you train? Do they have training submarines?
Yeah, I mean,
how do you know?
I'm sure you got a trained. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. I'm taking my role as the skeptic here, Dave, and saying it's probably not a naval air. If it's there, again, if they're aliens, why do they have to still go by the same sort of water pressure thing? For like, they got spacecraft. They could just go to the deepest part of the ocean, hide out. Why right there? Why not just pop up from the best hiding spot and then zip over and freak people out in the UFOs?
Maybe it's a gas mileage issue.
That's not.
Maybe they want to be closer. They don't travel all that way.
That's
I could definitely see land or water. I could see UFOs wanting to be near and
why
wanting to be near and to run surveillance on military bases. They want to see what all
they
these
don't
planes.
Need to be it's not a commuter issue. They came from outer space. They already came from. They already came from all the way out. Now they're trying to fucking. I don't want to deal with rush hour. But you thought getting here from Mars was tough. You should see the 405 on a Friday, buddy. Whoa, man.
Okay, here's another theory.
Can't explain me using a carpool lane. Thing doesn't even have wheels.
Think about this. All right, remember we were talking about, who was it? God, what was his name? Hall, the guy who worked in the base in Nevada, who worked hand-in-hand with aliens. I get him sometimes confused with Phil Schneider. Anyway, one of those stories we're talking about, the guy, he hypothesized that what if aliens were
Bob Lazar?
What if aliens were the original inhabitants of this planet? What if these guys, these aliens, live under the water and maybe down even further? What if they're not visiting from outer space? What if they've been here before mankind? And this is one of their.
And that's all they got left?
What do you mean that's all they got left?
Is one.
No, it's not. Not
the garage.
It's not the only one. I just told
PCH.
You about the. Just told you about the one in Lake Ontario. There's one in Lake Titicaca.
I mean, I can't make funny for that. Again.
Lake Titicaca.
It's never not going to be.
Lake Titicaca borders Peru and Bolivia. A lot of activity going down there. The ancient city of Tiwanaku, considered to be one of the oldest cities in the world, sits on the southeastern shore of Lake Titicaca. Ufologists, ancient astronaut theorists, in particular, state the advanced level of agriculture, irrigation, and astronomy, as well as structures that suggest advanced building techniques, leads them to believe that an extraterrestrial race once resided there.
So, like, it's like shitty Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're talking about, basically, then? Is Atlantis?
Yeah, well, Atlantis definitely could have been inhabited by...
But, yeah, okay, so underwater base of people that lived here before us, and then there's only a few of them left, and they live underwater.
Few that there's no telling how many might be here. These are just the few that we speculate might be there. Supposed to be one near Guantanamo Bay.
I mean, I'll allow the idea of a weird underwater base. I don't think this shit that somebody found on Google Earth is. It doesn't even look... there's nothing about it. It's not like a circle. It's just an egg-shaped oval from the top.
You don't think that looks like man-made or alien-made?
No.
I don't think that looks... I don't think nature made that.
You're talking about these ridges here on the kind of northeastern pointing edge of it.
Those columns look too specific.
They're not columns. It's just that waves can create almost mathematical patterns in the sand.
How do you know?
Because I've been to the beach.
Mathematical patterns.
And something is easily manipulated as sand. I want to see I want to see a picture that's from a year before this photo and a year after this photo.
Good
point. If it's still the same, and we can rule out, I don't think there's a coral reef or anything that's off Southern California, but you know, whatever, or a piece of a piece of land that broke off at some point. Again, like staying, like the idea of a. What would you say? The plates, the tectonic plates, something that had broken off millions of years ago, so it still has this weird sort of flat structure that belonged to part of the Earth. Maybe it's residual like that. But I want to see a picture of this thing in a few years.
Hmm. Okay. Well, this picture is from 2014, so maybe we should...
So give me a new one.
Try to get a new one 5 years
later. Come on, nerds. Whip up a new one for me.
Dude. Speaking of coral reef.
Speaking of nerds.
I forgot to mention this last week when I was talking about when I went camping on the beach in Oregon, but I ran across some, I guess, coral. Have you ever been up close to like a coral reef or coral itself?
Yeah.
And it's a living thing.
Yep.
And it looked like a big series of buttholes.
Pretty much.
And when I touched it, it contracted.
Yeah, it doesn't want you doing that.
That's
much like your butthole. How many buttholes you know you poke and they're just like, get on in here.
I've never seen that up close. Like
you're technically not supposed to ever touch a coral reef.
Really?
Yeah, because your contact kills it.
Oh shit! Well, sorry, dude.
Well, you didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Sorry, buttholes. Sorry,
just
ocean
curious.
Butts.
But yeah, man, that was weird.
Anacapa Island. That's where there was a coral reef. Let's see. Anime. Southern California. That's where you can go to see a coral reef is Anacapa Island, which is just a little ways. It's right by the thing. That's where you say, this is what I'm saying. You can go see a coral reef is Santa Barbara and Anacapa Islands, and that's where that base thing is.
Ah.
It's right over nearby.
Okay. Okay. I mentioned Guantanamo Bay. According to a former U.S. Marine who served at Guantanamo Bay in the late 1960s, he claims there's an underwater alien base off the Cuban coast. Furthermore, he said the Marines claimed that many of the UFO sightings were captured on film, and they captured film of these strange objects going in and out of the water. He also states that he and his colleagues were under strict instructions not to talk about any of the strange activity they witnessed there. The Marine claimed that the craft he witnessed appeared to be made of a dull metal with a series of blue lights. When they would enter the water, the blue lights could still be witnessed, but would grow fainter and fainter suggesting to him that whatever the object was, it was descending deeper into the water. So that's for Marine stationed at Guantanamo Bay.
Well, here,
that makes sense. Again, a military base.
That's a, yeah, well, that's Robert Stanley, who's a UFO researcher, but also disagrees with the idea. It's like he thinks it's a red herring. He said this is some sort of weird distraction, and maybe because Point Magoo, which is nearby, is a very large, powerful naval base.
Point
they don't
Magoo.
Want people to think of in terms of it being a secret military mm-hmm. base. Look, here's some dumb shit in the water.
Lake Erie's the one that sits near off the coast of Cleveland. The coast of Cleveland, does that make sense? Mm.
Yeah, Cleveland's Lake. On the...
Coast on the water. In the same sentence. But yeah, Lake Erie. A bunch of them been spotted in Lake Erie. Lake Baikal. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. The ancient Lake Baikal in Siberia is said to be the deepest lake on the planet. Has a history of UFO activity mm-hmm. as well as alleged sightings of aliens underneath the water by Russian military divers. This is the one where I think they got into a little fight with them. Got into a fight with some beings. These sightings date back to the Soviet era, but since the end of the Cold War, the reports have come into the public domain. Many of the accounts tell of a huge mothership hovering above the expanse water, and even humanoid beings in strange shiny suits climbing down from these ships to enter the water.
No.
No? Just no. Nope.
No, as soon as you describe aliens as the same shit that they just came up with in the 50s, I'm out.
Dude, what if that's what the fuck everybody sees? They all have the same description.
They all wear shiny suits.
Not all of them.
These creatures.
Some of them.
We're already putting the idea that they need clothing. That's our concept as human being. Cover your genitals. So we're agreeing that aliens are still from a puritanical background that they think being nude is wrong. We're gonna call indigenous people savages because they didn't know to cover their dick and balls when we found them.
Mm-hmm.
But aliens neatly have a little jumpsuit on.
Well, yeah, because they're more advanced.
Then, if you're advanced, you shouldn't have to have any clothes. I'm pretty advanced. I think clothes are a waste of fucking time.
Former Soviet naval
shame.
Officer.
These things have shame. I'm going to believe these creatures can interdimensionally travel, but still know what shame is.
What if their suits aren't necessarily for clothing purposes? What if it has another function that maybe their regular skin or whatever does not?
I think we're putting, anytime there's human characteristics on aliens, I get suspect. Unless we go with the theory that, yeah, they're advanced people. But again, if they're advanced, clothes would be long gone. You'd have a button that you could just change the color of your skin so people wouldn't see your genitals.
All right, speaking of this, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it. Baikal. Baikal? Baikal?
Yeah, that's about right.
All right, former Soviet naval officer and ufologist Vladimir Hazagargar claimed to have leaked top secret files relating to an incident in 1982. He stated that military divers who were on standard training exercises in the area witnessed a huge underwater craft that moved with a speed they had never seen before. Several days later, the story took an even more bizarre twist when divers witnessed several strange beings under the water. They wore shiny suits and what appeared to be small advanced oxygen masks. According to the alleged leaked documents, the unit was ordered to capture these strange creatures. When they attempted to do so, they were fought off with what appeared to be advanced sonar wave weapons that ultimately killed three of the seven divers. The remaining four, now terrified and injured from their attempts to detain the strange crew, they retreated and made their report to their superiors. So they got in a fucking battle with underwater aliens.
So again, aliens come all the way here, but they can still breathe our air but can't breathe underwater.
They've
come from a planet absolutely similar to ours. They have organs. They're biologically made up just like us.
Uh-huh.
Yet they've invented UFOs and can't communicate. The aliens. Now I'm talking myself out of believing in aliens. I'm fucking pissed about that. But they're gonna come here. They can do all this other advanced shit.
Uh huh.
But they're still just human beings that don't know how to translate another language.
Well, who said that? Who said they can't communicate?
They'd never be talking to us. They're so advanced. They already come. I read some of those earphones that they're inventing that you put on and will translate languages for you.
Hmm.
We'll hear the language translate into the one you want to translate it to.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's what we're getting around to.
Yeah.
We should send them to the aliens because they're coming down here just all fucking bleep, flort, whatever, and then fighting us.
Oh, man.
Maybe they don't want to communicate with us because they don't want to get too close because they know they're going to have to execute us all. So that's why they're not like, don't learn about their lives. It'll get too personal.
I like to think that they, I like the theory that they are the original inhabitants of Earth, that they've been here for millions of years. And they got them a sweet little pad over in Malibu. It's the size of fucking Yankee Stadium.
There wasn't a Malibu millions of years ago.
What do you mean? That land existed, probably.
Not as, I mean,
I know there
were coast.
I know there weren't condos and shit over there, but
on this coastline, tectonic plates pulled it all apart.
Yeah, well, then maybe they were out further. Maybe that answers your question. Maybe they built the base 100 miles off the coast, and then over time they drifted.
Yeah, that
6 miles.
My question.
Mm-hmm.
Their building survived millions of years of tectonic shifting.
Yeah, why not? I don't know, man. These pictures, I mean, I'm no whatever, but that just, it doesn't look very natural to me. Look how smooth and the circle there on top. That's not circle, but you know, whatever, oval.
That just smooth. That, everything's, it's the ocean. Things get smooth, man.
Well, look at all the bullshit around it. I'm saying, look how different it looks.
I bet you maybe that's some sort of rock feature, like a granite or a marble or something. I'm not sure. I don't know what's indigenous, what could be there, but some sort of rock feature that just like think about Arches National Park and mm-hmm. how that stuff got worn down by weather and wind.
Okay.
This could just be the ocean, and that's how it affects this particular piece of rock as opposed to the stuff that's around it. So it looks unique given its surroundings, but if you had a whole coastline of this type of rock.
Well, remember, too, we're not just going off of these photographs. There's been
four wackos who looked at these photographs.
Documented reports of, in this exact same area, things flying up out of the water.
It just means somebody wrote it down. That doesn't add it any more
credibility to it. I know that, but I'm saying it. We're not going just off these photographs. There's been reports of people seeing shit in this exact same area.
Just people in Malibu.
Well, who else would they be?
I don't trust people from
Malibu.
You
don't trust people in Malibu?
No. Disconnected. Not in touch with reality out in Malibu.
I don't know, dude. I just don't know. All I'm saying
you sure
is...
sure don't.
All I'm saying is if I was an alien, I would, you know, and I wanted to be on Earth or near Earth to observe what we're doing, what better place to hide out under the water?
If you were an alien, you would just be here trying to find out if Bigfoot's real. Like, you're an alien. Yeah, but that's not the point. I'm trying to find Bigfoot.
But what? Hiding in plain sight, man. You know, the ocean.
It's not plain sight.
It is plain sight. It's the
half
ocean.
A mile underwater.
But, I mean, it's right there near Malibu. That's what I'm saying. You're right here. You're on Earth. But you're in a part of Earth that very few people go to, which is deep down into the oceans. But, I mean, I've always thought that there's no telling what's going on down in the ocean. We know so little. We know, think about this. Like, talking about Bigfoot. Like, one of my arguments for Bigfoot is there's so much uninhabited landmass in North America that the average person or any persons hardly ever explores or goes to. Now, think about that same concept, but in the fucking ocean.
Well,
what better place to hide if you
were a
UFO?
I do agree. Yeah, I do agree. But then you got the whole ocean.
Yeah.
So again, unless these spacecraft are still subject to a sort of pressurization
mm-hmm.
that they haven't figured out, and that's why they got to do it in shallower water. I wonder if there's like a terminal pressure, like there's terminal velocity when something starts falling, it'll reach a speed that it won't go faster than. If there's like a terminal pressurization of like you get to a certain depth, and that's the most pressure you'll experience.
Huh.
I don't know if there is or not, but you know, like if you're 200 feet or 2,000 feet, that's the most pressure that that a certain substance can withstand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to put some science on these spaceships.
Think about this, too. All right. Maybe they're so close to the shore, 6 miles.
They love that seafood.
What if there's tunnels?
Love Neptune's net.
What if there's tunnels to other land bases?
Always tunnels.
What if they're building tunnels to the Denver International Airport? And they're like, hey, we need to be a little bit closer because, you know, all these supplies and shit.
Yeah, you know what? Since we're already going to travel thousands of miles across land,
mm-hmm.
we should move our underwater base a couple feet closer to the coast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like moving, you know? It's like you want to back that. When you're moving out of your apartment, you know, do you
want to back the truck
you
up?
You back the truck up as close to the door as you can. You don't park it way out in another neighborhood, and then you got to carry a goddamn recliner on your head like an indigenous woman going to the village to get water, you know? That's a long trek, man. You want to get that shit close to wherever you need to be.
Yeah, man. Shave off a few minutes on the commute.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm going to, again, compelling evidence we do not have.
These pictures are neat, though. These are real pictures from Google Earth. These aren't, they're, you know.
What did one, so one person sat here and went as scanning every little corner a Google Earth of the water.
No, dickhead. Listen. I'm saying, I don't think that Jimmy Church and these guys were just blindly checking Google Earth. I'm saying there's reports from 89, from 92, that there's been sightings of USOs in this area, and they were like, hey, let's look at Google Earth in that area. And oh, shit, look at this.
Did they look at it in the other areas?
I mean, I'm sure they looked at a lot of places.
They found nothing. So this is why the one flat spot we can theorize about, we're going to get a fucking hard on over.
Yeah, man. How great would that be if this is true? How great? How amazing? How far are we from Malibu right now?
I'll look at Google Earth.
15 miles?
Yeah.
Kyle, we are sitting 20 miles from an alien base. How great is that?
I mean, we're sitting...
You don't think that's
cool?
We're
sitting 2 miles from Universal Studios, and they got some pretty cool shit over there.
We're 20 miles away from an alien base.
I'll find another one of these just looking at Google Earth right now.
Yeah.
I'll find another one of these goddamn things. So excited about.
There's all kind of weird stuff. I don't have time to get into it right now. In the Baltic Sea, they found a 140,000-year-old thing that looks like the Millennium Falcon. The bottom of the Baltic Sea.
So, who?
I don't know who specifically.
Another guy with Google Earth?
No, like, I was going to say scuba divers, but yeah, I've already.
But look at anything on Google Earth. Look at this. Okay, right? This is off the coast of. This is just me looking around. This is off the coast of basically Central America.
Uh huh.
But look at all these lines. Now, is this because of a cobbled together Google Earth image? Or does that look like an airport right under there? Under the water. Right there. Look at that. Flat streaks that look like
look like an airport.
Large lines going through.
Yeah.
What is this? Are these fiber optic lines that have been laid on the ocean floor? What are these things? There's giant.
You may just cracked another case, Kyle.
I didn't, because it's Google Earth. There's a bunch of weird shitty images on Google Earth in the ocean. If you look in the ocean, it's hard to tell what any of these lines are. Because, Google, again, give me an updated Google Earth photo. Take another picture of that same place, and if it looks exactly the same, I will concede that it's not just sand.
Okay. Well, how can we do that? Do you know how to operate Google Earth or where we could look at it right now?
No, they just update it when they update it. I mean, they update the Google Maps all the time, but Google Earth, what do they got to do? They just got to be like, here's your Earth, and then everybody accepts that. I wonder how the flat earthers feel about looking at Google Earth. We get pissed off. I wonder if there's any still left. Are there still flat earthers left?
That's something we need to revisit.
I don't think we do.
It's a fascinating topic.
I think the idea that somebody believes that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I could even give some, like a shred of concession to the moon landing ding-dongs.
Yeah.
About why there'd be a reason. But But the flat, even in that movie where the guy proves himself wrong.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I think it's just edgelord shit. You know, it's just a 15-year-old being like, murder's cool. Like people that are into serial killers, like you're excited that you're annoying people. You don't think you have the truth. You're the shitty kid that's like getting attention regardless of if it's good or negative.
Yeah. There's probably some of that going on.
There's a little bit of like, sorry, man. You know, it's the Trump thing. Nope, I'm right. Absolutely, you're not. Here's the facts. Doesn't matter. I'm right.
Dude.
I think that's the kind of thing.
Dude. Okay. We don't do a lot of politics on here.
No, I think everybody knows where we stand.
The thing this week with the hurricane.
No, we got a fucking retard for a president.
Here's the thing.
That's what we have.
President Trump. All right. No one expects him to be a meteorologist or a weather expert. And it's fine. Here's the thing. It's fine if you goofed. It's fine if you said, oh, yeah, it's probably going to hit Alabama. And then the smart people go, Mr. President, it's not going to hit Alabama. Oh, shit. You know what? My bad. It's not going to hit Alabama. Say my bad every now and then. Admit when you're wrong. It's not a big deal. Mm. But the fact that he's just, nope, I'm right. He's insane. That's a crazy person, right? And this goes beyond where I stand politically. But a person who is never wrong.
No, he's mentally unfit.
Like that's there's some issues there.
Yeah, and I don't. Neither of us like dwelling on this. I think I had one person reach out, like, listen, I think you know what he says gets him in trouble, but he's actually done them. Like, no, there's not a single argument in this world that's going to convince me that Trump's a good president. So don't contact me about it. You're not. I don't have ears big enough to open to hear that side of things. But that at that point, I just laugh at it and I move on. I just laugh and move on. This fucking, like, the sad part is he got elected. The sad part is people thought that was a good idea. I'm fascinated with somebody right now still going, he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated with whoever that individual could still be. That's like, oh, that's a leader of America. Do you really think that this is leading to a successful future for our country? Is this fucking dipshit? Like, just, I'm not... I don't want to infect my day with thinking about that.
Let me ask you one more question. Do you think he literally took a magic marker and altered that map?
Yeah, why not?
That's a crazy person. You're our president.
He's like if Judah Friedlander was president.
Yeah.
And that's not a knock on Judah Friedlander, but his character on stage, what do you do? Better than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You pilot, I'm an astronaut. That's his character on stage, and it's funny. But that's who is leading our country.
I shared something on Facebook.
Are we losing listeners? I fucking hope so.
I try to stay away from that. But somebody cobbled together, edited together a clip of where he's like, nobody knows more about blank than I do. And it's like 30 different things. Nobody knows more about technology than I do. Nobody knows more about air travel than I do. Nobody knows more about taxes. Like, you're insane. You're not expected to be... the world's smartest man. And guess what? It's perfectly fine. Nobody would have had a problem if he said, hey, it's going to hit Alabama. And then a day later, he's like, oh, you know what? I was mistaken. My bad.
Again, would you trust a guy that talked like that if he was going to fix your car?
Nope.
Nobody knows more about carburetors than I do. Yeah. Ask around. I know the most about carburetors.
Yeah.
Nobody knows more about air conditioning units. I know the most about...
With no evidence to back up your claims.
And also, what did you do before this? I hosted a TV show.
Yeah.
That's what you did. I hosted a TV show.
30 failed businesses.
And I put several other auto shops out of business, and I wasn't a mechanic.
Yeah.
I was just the business owner of auto shops, and I ran them to the ground. Now I'm the mechanic. Would you let that guy fix your car?
No. No, I would not.
And again, I don't, I was at that point, like we were saying before, I could understand why some single issue things would get people to vote for him. This or that,
and I get that. Yeah, I get it. I've said this before. If you voted for him because you thought Hillary's financial stuff was going to put your farm out of business or put your business, I get that.
Please review us as being coastal liberals.
Yeah.
Please tell us we're disconnected. Coastal elite.
Yeah, Dave. I'm the coastal elite.
Yeah, Dave, you're the
semi-retarded guy from Georgia. Used to live in a van, but I got fucking sense enough to know this guy's a moron.
That's we don't have to, everybody should know where we stand on that.
But it's just and again, I know we don't like talking too much about it, but it's just
if there was a cabal, if there was some secret, you know, Trump being president makes me believe there's no shadow government.
Every day it's something new, man. Every day it's something new.
Or maybe that's the best reason for a shadow government. Like, oh man, look how upset people are with this guy. We could do whatever we want over here.
Yeah.
We could do all this sneaky shit. Because this fucking idiot, man, they are just, they cannot stop taking the bait. or if it's a Russian thing, look, they've done it. They've turned our democratic process into an absolute joke. Mm-hmm. Good job, Russia.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was saying before. Maybe it's Putin. Like, he's like, well, nope, I got to deal with the aliens. That as long as I can get Earth to collapse and all these nuclear weapons, and Earth will be, America will be in shambles and this or that, then they take me up to the ship. I live a good life, and then they can use the rest of you for batteries. You know, maybe that's the shadow government. If they've made a deal with the aliens already, like, ah, it's just America keeps getting in the way. Like, don't worry, I got this one. Watch this. President Trump. Ah, look, it's a fucking shit show. All right, cool.
Oh, boy. Well,
yeah, man.
Anyway. Well, let's wrap this bastard up. I didn't mean to go off on that, but it's just mind-blowing.
No,
it blows my fucking mind.
It's truly laughable that someone would still agree.
I know plenty of people that would.
Anyway. I don't, so. Oh, shit. Yeah, phone call. All right, what do we got?
Real quick. All right, let's plug this. Hey, Boogie Monster Live. High Plains Comedy Festival coming up September 28th. That's a Saturday. Just announced today, 5 o'clock. It'll be me and Kyle, and we got three wonderful guests. Sam Talent, who I love. Amy Miller's awesome. Chris Garcia, who's great. So that's going to be fun. Tickets available right now at highplainscomedyfestival.com. And I don't know how much they are. They can't be too much.
No.
$15.
High Plains is a good time.
$15. Tons of great shows. You're doing like a headlining show there on what?
I just saw the schedule.
Yeah, you're doing Thursday something. Night. I'm on a bunch of shows, so that's going to be fun. But I think you can buy like whole packages to the entire festival, or you can just buy individual show tickets. And come see the Boogie Monster live Saturday 28th.
Yeah, come on out, you dumb jerks.
Anything else to plug?
I'll be a Comedy Attic first week in October.
Oh, nice. In Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, Bloomington. One of the best clubs in the country.
I'll be in Colorado on the 21st doing some weird campground show. I don't think there are tickets, advanced tickets yet, but if you go to CanyonsideCampground.com, that's not too far out of Fort Collins. I think it's about 10 miles northwest of Fort Collins. Canyonside Campground, September 21st. I'll be doing a show there. So, come holler at me there. Real quick, comic of the week, a good buddy of mine from Atlanta, now in New York. I think he actually might be here in L.A. now. Rob Hayes, great comedian, just put out, I think, his first album, Hazopedia, and that's Rob Hayes with a H-A-Z-E. Rob Hayes starred in Atlanta, just fucking hilarious, and dude's doing big things. I think he's got a couple late-night spots under his belt.
Big stuff.
He's on a show now on IFC called Sherman Showcase. I think he's a writer and a actor on that. Really funny shit. I've seen a couple episodes of that. But great new album. I listened to it today. Very funny. Hazopedia, Rob Hayes, Comic of the Week. Check him out, and I'm sure you will dig that shit. All right, man. Holler at your boys. BoogieMonsterPodcast@gmail.com. Patreon, $4 a month. You get the Q&A. You get the Dave's Kitchen and or Dave's Record Room. Patreon.com/Boogie Monster. We'll see you guys next week.
The Boogie Monster.
Podcast Network.